Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Party poppers!
Oh, yeah, boy!
Yeah!
Woo! Hey, y'all, this is the best time of my life!
Yay!
Hear that? That's the sound of a birthday lime in your favorite club.
Happy birthday to me.
And that is a sad, sad birthday. Wave to the Zoom friends. You only need one reason to vaccinate. So take your shot and get back to life. A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Ignatius offered Sister Patsy a lift and told her that he might start a program of assistance for the elderly. Benicia called just then, and Patsy inferred that there was something between them. Ignatius put her out of the car. A very distressed Benicia asked Ignatius to speak to Alonso again. Instead, Ignatius asked James to do so. James agreed and told Alonso that he needed to change his treatment of Benicia. Alonso later apologized to her and promised to treat her better. As we return, Catalina is visiting Mala.
Catalina, it's so nice of you to come over. We can catch up finally.
This thing with Shelly and Ignatius really resting on me, my Marlo.
I know, it's messed up.
Ignatius very disturbed by what Shelly do to he, for he reach out to me.
The scary part is, until now, he ain't tell she nothing. So much domestic violence in this country. Look, like, I don't want to wake up and hear nothing happen to Shelly.
Look, it's Ignatius we talking about. He got his ways, but he won't hit Shelly, man.
Girl, sometimes it's the circumstances. I mean, is the own nephew she do this with?
Like she wasn't thinking at all.
Catalina, you know how men does got with Basili sometimes. You can't think straight.
Girl, I'm glad I passed them stage. The man in Barnett who gonna get me doing them foolishness.
So wait, you ain't seeing nobody?
No.
You don't feel, you know, like needy?
Girl, stop, yeah? Are you good, yeah? And I gonna stay good. As long as I get food in me house, and I don't pay me GPL, the water, the phone, and the internet, I good.
Oh, shoot.
What?
I was supposed to call GPL.
About what?
I hear that we supposed to have a scheduled maintenance, so I wanted to find out when.
This is what you got to call them people for? That is published all over.
You know, me and Anil, we don't buy newspaper. once in a blue moon.
Yeah, living too wild, you know. It's good to stay informed.
I know, but I just get everything from social media.
Well, GPL maintenance schedule just be right on social media.
Yeah, I could check the page, no?
Or you could go up on the website, and as soon as you click, a chat box is pop up asking how they could help. And there's a 24-hour day every day.
I need to visit the website.
You know how much information GPL got on the website? Everything about the power utility upgrade.
Girl, every day I proven that's one of the best things GPL ever do. The upgrade got me so conscious about conserving.
It's not you alone.
Yes, man.
Anyway, the website proper. They got all the contact numbers for all over the country. 226-2600 is Demerara. I make sure I memorize it just in case.
I definitely got to check it out.
Plus, I get information on how to manage and pay your bills, rates, and all of that. Which reminds me, I need to sign up for the e-billing.
E-billing?
Yes, getting your bills by email. And you could get a record for up to 2 years online instead of having to set a paper pile up. Plus, they can send you reminders when your bill ready.
Nice, nice. I got to let Anil sign up. You know, sometimes I just get confused with all them things.
This is why you have a husband.
Oh, gosh. Catalina, listen. After the whole mess with he and Benicia, it's like I fall in love all over again with my husband.
I am so happy for you, Marlo.
Yes, girl. I love him so much.
One day, I can find a love just like that.
Well, listen. Try no way too long. You're still young. You're supposed to be enjoying your best life.
Marlo, we're driving for say. Cobweb gathering.
Catalina, I say it.
Denzel, it's really cool that you're so knowledgeable about oil and gas. I'm impressed, bro.
Oh, you know me, Malachi. I always keep myself informed.
So more than half of the ExxonMobil workforce is Guyanese, huh?
Yeah, around 53%.
That's excellent. Average in a few more years, it'll be closer to 100%.
No doubt, bro. No doubt.
Yo, there was a bit of talk the other day about the oil revenues, though.
Yeah, people always talking about that.
I guess people are anxious, you know? You hear about all this oil in Guyana, and suddenly you just want to see a burst of wealth. And the entire population is out of poverty, and things are getting...
Yeah, but that's not realistic, bro.
I know, but it's the people's expectations.
And that's fear. And with time and good management, I have no doubt that we can come to that.
A lot of people don't understand that ExxonMobil, matter of fact, any company that comes into the country to explore and finds oil, will have to recover their cost of exploration and production.
Yeah, for now, ExxonMobil can cost recover 75% of the oil revenue, but with time that will become less.
And with more projects, I'll figure that they can cost recover faster too.
Exactly.
You guys okay? Anything else to eat?
I'm good, thanks, Auntie Myrtle.
I'm stuffed. Annie Myrtle, whenever me and Alexis decide to return to the U.S., will you come live with us?
What?
I need you to continue making these delicious Guyanese foods. Because of you, I'm falling in love with Guyanese cuisine.
Listen, young man, I'm staying right here. And you and Alexis can stay right here and enjoy the food.
Yeah, but you can come for a little vacation.
Oh, there is no place like Guyana to me. I enjoy my kitchen garden, enjoy cooking, I enjoy going out for my little exercise. You think I want to be locked up inside when it's snowing?
But we have four seasons.
It's okay. And I have to be in Guyana to enjoy my share of the oil money.
All right. I get you. I get that.
Yes. Before God takes me home, I must enjoy a little bit of that oil revenue.
And you will. You will be around for a long time, Honey Myrtle.
Of course. God has kept me well so far, and I will live to see Guyana develop into a greater country.
So, how do you think the oil money should be spent? Education, health, science, infrastructure, welfare, what?
A little bit of everything. We need to see development in every sector.
I agree. Right, Denzel?
Yeah, on point.
Yes, they could do things like raising old age pension. We big people, we need that.
ExxonMobil's presence in Guyana has provided so many possibilities for what Guyana can become, you know?
The way I look at it, ExxonMobil pioneered the way because they had the resources to explore. But eventually it will be we Guyanese who must lead the way. It is we who must have the best from the oil.
Agreed. Denzel, what do you say?
What?
About what Annie Myrtle just said.
Oh,
Denzel, your head is in that phone all the time. And until now, you have not brought her to see us.
Not soon, Auntie Myrtle.
That has been the saying for the last few months, Denzel. I am beginning to think that this woman doesn't even exist.
No, Auntie Myrtle. She's real, you know. Very real.
Malachi! Ooh. Malachi!
Alexis?
My water break.
Oh my goodness!
I'll grab the hospital bag.
Oh, no. Let me call Catalina.
Oh, my baby's coming.
Yes, yes, baby. Oh, oh, this is the longest ride to the hospital. Oh,
will we get there soon, baby, soon.
How the pain?
Oh, mommy, I know if I could make this.
Babes, you did it once, you can do it again.
Babes, you're the strongest woman I know. You got this.
All right, Malachi, I know you're excited, but please focus on the driving by keeping your eyes on the road.
Sorry, Mom, I just want to make sure my baby's fine.
Malachi, you can drive a little faster.
Hello? I know Alex is in pain, but we're trying to reach the hospital alive.
Mom's right, I can't risk it. I'm already touching 80.
We're only 10 minutes away.
That's it, shut up. Everybody just stop talk. Y'all only making the pain worse, huh?
Okay. Not a word from me.
All right, you can do this, babes.
Yeah, you got this. You got this.
I thought the same one, nobody talk. Oh, these contractions just getting closer.
All right, Alexis, don't cry, baby. Don't cry.
Oh, God, oh. I swear, if you get me through this, I ain't gonna make no more done.
Maybe just one more, babes. Come on.
Malachi, quiet.
Oh, Malachi, wrong timings.
Why we laugh about this once the baby gets here?
Just drive the car.
Can I speak?
No.
All right, baby. All right.
Malachi, this is your fault. This is your fault. A big stupid self.
Whoa, okay.
Is the labor talking? Don't take it personally. Is Auntie Myrtle? Alex,
answer the phone, man.
Hi, Auntie Myrtle.
Yeah, I reached the hospital.
Yeah, almost there, Auntie Myrtle.
Is that Alexis crying?
Yeah, she's bad.
And I asked him I told her you will bring back ice cream for her. So please buy some.
Okay, Auntie Myrtle. All right. Jeez, man, we're taking them so long.
Denzel, be patient. I'm sure Malachi don't walk with it just now with good news.
Man, I just feel anxious. And look, Auntie Myrtle calling again.
All right, I'm going to talk to she. You go and buy some water.
All right, okay.
Auntie Myrtle?
Catalina, nothing here?
No, Auntie Myrtle.
Come on, let me
see. All right.
Lord, we place our daughter and niece in your hands. We thank you for bringing her this far. And we know because of you, we are sure of the victory.
Amen.
Father, I commit Alexis and this baby into your hands. And I say all will be well.
Malachi, come in, Auntie Myrtle.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Malachi, what is it?
She did it. My son is here.
My grandson
here? My son.
Oh, glory.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.